It's on a UN helicopter that we travel to the city of Kaya, in central Burkina Faso. The two-hour road journey from Ouagadougou has become too dangerous, even for humanitarian workers. The threat is the armed group, the Islamic State, in the Greater Sahara. Under escort in bulletproof cars, we travel to Sirigi, a village that has something armed groups want and villagers need, a well abundant in water. At the height of the harvest season, Kindere Mwado's village in the north of the country was attacked by members of the ISIL affiliate. They killed farmers and herders and stole their produce and animals. She fled south, but then came a series of droughts. She fled again, following the clouds, hoping for rain, and searching for a place to plant her crops.
The rain never came. The season hasn't brought what we expected. I'm more worried about the climate because if there's less rainfall, armed groups will attack for our crops.
More than a million people are displaced in Burkina Faso after fleeing both armed groups and the changing climate. The temperature in some areas has reached a record 50 degrees Celsius.
A tiny rise in temperature has a devastating impact on production. Look at this. This is sorghum, normally considered a resilient and strong cereal. But we're at the end of the rainy season, it still hasn't reached maturity. This has an impact on people's ability to feed their families.
The World Food Programme is digging what they call half moons, small pits in the ground to try to retain what little rainfall there is. More than 10 million children in the Sahel are experiencing acute malnutrition. Most are displaced. The Minister of Environment says climate change is fueling the conflict.
Both armed groups and civilians are seeking refuge in arable areas. This is affecting our ecosystem, already under pressure from rising temperatures. We are not a polluting country. Rich ones need to pay because they need to help us find a solution so we can live and resolve this problem.
While world leaders gather to discuss climate change at the COP26 conference in Glasgow, Kindere Mwado will be on the move. For her, fighting hunger means walking hundreds of kilometers and braving the threat of armed groups in soaring temperatures. For this, water, in this changing climate in the Sahel, it's become a resource people are ready to die for. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Sigiri, Burkina Faso.